Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, a live play 5e Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
What up?
First episode. I'm excited to be here. I'm Katie May. I am your host and DM for this lovely adventure. I figure the best way to start this off is to go around the table and tell me your real human life names.
Your real human life names.
I did say it like that.
Beep, bop, beep, boop.
All right, we're secretly robots. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. Hey, my name's Carly Strait, and I'm happy to be here.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Dope. Hi, I'm Molly Schaefer. I love ghosts. That's about it.
Like that.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm Liz. Should I say anything else?
No, you nailed it.
Great.
Hi, guys. It's Sid Foltz.
Oh,
oh God.
All right. That was a lot for me to handle.
She's a bodybuilder.
She's a bodybuilder.
She's a developer.
She's just super
Yes.
I'm Steve Holtz.
Steve Holtz. I'm with you. I want to high five you, but I don't know what would happen.
All right. We're all students in Chicago. That's all you need to know about us.
Mysterious.
All right. We did have a session zero last week, but that is the only time that we've spent together as a group. We range in experience from years to days.
Never.
To 0 days.
Should we say how much experience we have?
I don't think we need to. I think they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
For being perfectly honest.
No matter how many years of experience I have, I will still seem like I'm fresh out of the womb.
You just started that.
I'm going to seem like you've been playing for...
I know, you're wow.
All right, so since
don't
we...
Don't tell people.
Since we did spend last week... is WoW like your secret life?
Yes. Okay. No one's like, hey, nice to meet you. I play World of Warcraft. Like, it's not a fact.
You should start that.
That's what your intro should have been.
I play World of Warcraft.
I'm a gamer.
I shower every day.
I shower every year. So, we did have a session zero where we developed some characters and stuff, which I was super excited about. We did record the footage, but it's trash and will not be revealed until the year 2030.
I'll be dead by
then. All right, so I figure we can just go around round robin again because it worked so well last time.
Great.
And just tell me a bit about your now not real life character. Guess who we're starting with? Not you.
What?
You. Surprise.
Nobody knows who.
What do you get?
Sid Foltz.
Sid Foltz here. My character is Kai Abadite. I'm an Earth Genasi barbarian. If you want a little character description, just a picture in your minds what I look like, I am about 6 feet tall. Imagine like a purple female bodybuilder. But on the specks of my skin peek out little bits of amethyst.
Fuck yeah.
I'm pretty attractive, if I do say so myself.
Tell them what you do in your spare time.
Oh, in my spare time? I am a burlesque dancer.
I figured that part's a little bit important. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me.
Okay, so yeah, I'm Liz. That was very weird and stagnant. I'm sorry. my character's name is Zil Nair. I'm a human. I'm 19 years old, so I'm having a stroke. some cool stuff about me is I look exactly like myself. So I look exactly like me, except I have two black sweat wristbands, which is my arcane focus, because I don't remember if I said I was a wizard or not. And then I have a matching black sweatband that just goes with the whole aesthetic. And I also have a really cool black jacket, which I'm posting a picture of on Twitter, so make fan art of me. And then... I'm joking!
Within the first, 10 minutes.
Oh my god.
You already have a big head.
35 seconds. Please make fan art. Alright, Molly!
Hello! I am a gnome warlock named Phoebe Valpip. She is 3 feet tall, 1 inch, and she loves to have fun, much like myself.
There you go.
That's it.
Good. You are good at that. You're good at being short and concise.
Yeah, you're so good at your answers.
I forgot to mention my spinster.
We'll mention it right now.
We'll edit it in.
Okay.
We'll splice it in.
Okay. Also, I'm a spinster.
Okay, so yeah. Hi, I'm Carly. So I'm a half-orc ranger, and my name is Griana Arande. It kind of goes with my theme of picking names. You can, it's a anagram for a famous celebrity. That's for you listeners at home to figure sure. out. So, Griana sure. Arande. Sure. It's an anagram for Cher. I'm a half-orc ranger, so I'm a pretty big gal. And I take pride in that, even though I have a hard time with my love life. But I own a very successful company. It is the town's butcher shop that was passed down from my parents, my half-dead parents. And
your half-dead parents?
Both of her parents are half-dead.
Both of my parents are half-dead.
She has not explained it to me yet. She just went, both of my parents are half-dead. I was like, all right. I've, like, been a little afraid to ask this whole time. So, and I just figured, like, I'll eventually have to acknowledge
it. Does that mean, like, one of them's dead and one of them's alive?
No, they're both half-dead. Okay. So, anyways,
You seem like a coma.
No, that's not even it.
Do you have an answer?
We can find this out on our journey. Even more reason to listen. So,
your DM doesn't know.
Don't worry about it.
We'll find out. So, anyways, so I'm a half-orc ranger. My name is Griana Arande, and I own the local butcher shop called Meats and More.
Griana's Meats and More, I thought it was.
Yeah, Griana's Meats and More, but okay. I, Griana, am talking, so it's my Meats and More.
my Meats and More.
No, man.
So let's stop by my Meats and More.
You guys can feel free to make fan art of the Meats and More.
I've recently
fan art, please.
please make meat fan art.
Please.
Particularly, I'd love to receive meat dresses such nice as chemo. Lady Gaga's infamous meat dress back in early 2000s.
Fan art requests aside.
A tasteful pork chop.
Fan arts requests aside. That is my character. I run the shop. Fun fact about our whole crew here, they all work for me. And that is so exciting because we all have such a blast at the shop, at the butcher meats
you
and more
are
shop.
All,
I never said what I do.
Well, yeah, you can all tell us what your employ at the Meats and More is.
I was talking about my real
right, we'll talk about
professions. Fun fact is I'm the world's best boss, and it is confirmed because I have a 5-pointed gold star that says world's best boss.
Oh my gosh.
Holy fuck.
I have a 5-star gold-pointed... I can't
want to
speak right now. I think I'm stroking out too, Liz.
Yeah, we just turned the mics on and you all turned into putty. So.
I'm doing great.
Molly's killing it.
The rest of us!
Check yourself.
I guess I the next episode, there's going to be 3 new people. Molly and Katie Mae are the constants. Me, right. Carly, and Sid are...
Alright, so Griana owns the meat store. What does Kai do for the meat store?
Kai is Griana's right-hand man. I basically run the shop with her, but I specialize in taking care of the garden. Nice. Beautiful outside garden. I have quite the gift since I am an Earth Genasi.
Alright, what does Zill do for the shop?
So Zill, because I am a skilled magician... Mm-hmm. I run advertising, so what I do is I go into the center of town, and I do magic tricks, and I go, hey, friends, let's all go to Griana's Meat some more. Except I'm not going, because I'm working. Go! And I do tricks.
Actually, I do believe I did take a note from your original statement on your job working at Griana's Meat some more. I would just like to read the quote out loud. Abracadabra, you are now hungry for meat and more. Yes. And I went, that's your catchphrase now.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. I go out, I get my top hat, and I get my wand, and, you know, I do the thing where I tap the top hat, and, like, it folds out, and I put it on, and I go, abracadabra, you're now hungry for meats and more.
Does
because, you know, you got to start somewhere in the entertainment industry. So I'm starting here.
Bippity beep, go eat some meat.
All right, tell me. Fuck.
That's good.
Bippity beep, go eat some meat.
God bless.
All right. All right, what does Phoebe do for the meat shop?
She's the friendly clerk. She stands on 4 stools to reach the counter. She also makes the shop look cute.
Are you reading the script?
No, I was playing with my dice.
She stands on this stool.
Beep, bop, boop, beep.
I told you we were robots.
We're robots, so.
All right, beep, so beep, beep. You guys are either owners or employees of Brianna's Meats and More in the small village of Troutbeck, which is next to the town of Langdale. And it is, well, I feel like I should say it formally. We're gonna jump in. Yeah?
Yeah! Jump in!
Yeah. Splash!
So, we are in Troutbeck. I love that name so much.
Yeah.
I have no justification. Troutbeck.
No justification, you just thought of it?
I just wanted it.
She loves trout, she loves Beck.
And it is Beck's fall time.
Just
fall time. Leaves are falling. Everything's out. Everyone has gourds out on their porches.
Okay.
Fuck pumpkins.
Gourds is where it's at.
Gourds
is where it's at.
More like twisty gourds.
Gourd spice latte.
Get out. You can now get gourd spiced lattes at any nearby town or park.
That sounds gross.
As well with our ever unchanging gobbleritas.
Yes. Gobbleritas and strawberry daiquiris.
Gobbleritas. Anyways. We're gearing up for Fall Fest. And Fall Fest is a 4-day event that happens on the I'm gonna follow the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday schedule. That is
God.
The world. Yeah. So it's a 4-day event that happens on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And what it is that you are celebrating the last day of harvest before the winter starts wrecking shit. Alright, so 4-day harvest fest, alright? So the last day is like the last big harvest, and then there's a big feast, and then there's just like kind of 2 days of partying on the tail end of that.
Nice.
Before everyone kind of like hides out for the winter. This one is like everyone's still kind of working, and then it's like, yay, working's done. Everyone takes a real lax day, whereas there's a lot of like sitting outside and like eating and talking and having nice times. And then like the last two is more like party events, festivals, that sort of thing. It's kind of known. Some people will go into the larger town of Langdale to sort of celebrate because some argue that it's more fun to spend it in a big city. I don't know how you guys feel about that. If you prefer to spend it in Troutbeck, the nice comfy lifestyle, or you prefer to go into the city. But it is a week before the Fall Fest because you guys have a job to do. Who's going to supply the meats for the feast?
Grianna's Meats
it
and More.
It should be Grianna's Meats and More.
Grianna's Meats and More.
Well, you haven't had a hard time with this in the last year. You know, some of the people in Langdale are kind of afraid of Brianna just as a whole. You know, one of your parents was the orc?
Oh, gosh. The half-dead one is...
They're both
half-dead. Oh, my mother was the orc.
Your mother was the orc. All right. So they were always kind of afraid of your mom who ran the meat store with your father.
Mm-hmm.
And in inheritance are kind of afraid of you. So they do, the more upper echelon of nobles do get their meats from Butcher Owen. Butcher Owen Wilson.
Can't
just write his name. Butcher I will Owen. Not be doing an Owen Wilson impression if you were wondering. You're gearing up. All right? You have some cured meats going on in the back.
Who does Owen think he is?
You know, Owen has had it on lock for like, ever, man.
But it's still
a really good time of year for you. You know, you sell to the people.
I have some very loyal customers.
You have some very loyal customers, and it is the Fall Fest is one of the biggest times of the year for you. It's the busiest. It's when you make most of your money.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I gotta get out there. I gotta perform.
And it's Fall Fest, man.
Yeah,
so
it's
that
Fall
means,
Fest. I gotta go get my name out there.
People are looking for entertainment. People are looking
find it
for burlesque dances or magician. You're booked.
Yeah.
All right. Ty is booked. Ty's still.
I'm just gonna kind of like go door to door and see if anybody's canceled.
Yeah.
And then like I'll wean in that way.
All right. So some gigs, some with less gigs. And so you're all geared up for Fall Fest, but it's like the Friday before. And you guys, Brianna, you need more meats.
Look,
how are you gonna get those meats?
Well,
are you gonna get those meats?
You gotta go on that hunt.
Yeah, I actually sent out a mass quail message.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent out my carrier quail to deliver messages to all you guys. I assume you got it.
Yes. received.
Yeah, you guys.
Tell me a bit about the
sent 12:37.
Yeah, so you guys are all okay with heading out early in the morning on Saturday to get some more meats.
Yeah,
as long as I'm back in time for my show.
Then. Oh no, of course you.
It might be a few day trip because historically your parents they would actually take a trip down, if you'll look down here at this map, which will be posted online for those who cannot look at a map, they would head down to the Vertrivium Forest.
Yeah. Good times.
Which is about 5 to 10 miles away from where you are right now.
Yeah.
So it would be like a 3-day-long weekend trip down, because that's where you can actually find some of the more exotic meats. They would head up from the mountains, so mm-hmm. you can get some mountain creatures there.
And we're doing it the weekend prior to the festival,
yeah.
So you're not going to be missing your festival performances or anything. I'm offering a boost in pay, because it is a special trip and you will be away from home.
Well, snacks
be provided. A part of what we are hunting will be what we will be eating with. We're going to be hunting a lot. This forest has a lot mm-hmm. of game.
I'm not really a fighter, so I don't know why I'm coming.
Well, that's what you're just good for most.
Spirit.
I mean, we love you.
You're gonna be
we love you.
I'll do tricks on the way there.
Yeah.
I'll entertain us. I'm here for spirit.
You're one of the family.
I'm here for morale.
Yeah.
You're here for the extra pay.
So everyone agrees with the extra pay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Everyone says yes. Everyone responds a plus two quail message.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna you're gonna get 50 more silvers.
All right, Brianna.
Than
you. Everyone gives you their A-OK message. Like, yeah, I'll be there. But you get an extra message later in the day. A page shows up, and he's in a lot of like finer clothing. And you've actually never seen him before. But he hands you a scroll.
Brianna,
a
scroll. This is the most legit looking scroll. It has a gold sticker. I wanna tear it.
Yeah, props. So. Yeah, I don't even know if you guys are in the shop. Are you guys there on a Friday? Before she reads this message.
I'm definitely there.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
But I'm in the back reading this.
You're in the back reading this?
I'm in the
back
reading this.
You are in the back reading this, but read it out loud because we have podcasts.
So I'm reading it. I'm reading this in the back room to myself, like, what? Brianna Arande, it says. As you are well aware, the day of Fall Fest is rapidly approaching us. Traditionally, a grand feast is served at the manor.
Manor.
Yep.
Consisting of many rare meats from the nearby woodlands. Most years we get these meats from Butcher Owen. God damn it! But given the recent incident with the rats, we have canceled our contract. And in its stead, we would like to hire you to secure these meats. Oh my god. Oh my god. Attached is a list of some of our favorites, but feel free to really get creative with it. In return, we would pay you a fair sum for your quick turnaround. Oh my god. And you and a few guests would be welcome to attend the feast and regale?
Mm-hmm, that's a word.
Okay, to attend the feast and regale us with tales of your hunt. I'm aware that this is a hefty and sudden task, whatever, but I hear you are quite capable. This could also lead to you becoming the permanent supplier of meats to our manor, so do not take this proposal lightly. Oh my god, oh my god. Okay, send the page back with word of your acceptance or denial. Denial? Okay, Yvonne of the House of Chapwood, Earl of Langdale. Oh, guys, everyone get back here.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
What's up?
Okay, we have been,
what?
You'll never guess what's been going on at Butcher Owens.
What?
They got rats.
Oh.
We got
they
rats.
They got rats. Well, they don't know we have rats, so,
that's our secret. They don't know we have
rats. Use rat meat.
Guys, if someone leaks that we have rats, we're fucked.
Yeah.
So,
rat meat is so tender.
I know, but people think that's pigeon, so we're gonna stick with that. You guys.
they think we saw pigeon.
I'm sorry, people think that's, rabbit. People think our rat is rabbit.
Alright, so
it's cheaper.
And then just knowing that listed on a separate piece of paper is their favorite types of meats, which include things like flying snake, giant goat, bear, and mountain lion.
Oh, bears are my favorite animal.
But you guys, bottom line is, forget about the rats, forget about everything except for, you know, Butcher Owen has rats, and get this, they found out, and he's not allowed to supply the fall feast. So... we're in.
So
we're in.
Shut up.
Yeah, we're supplying it, but we gotta get a lot of meat, so we don't have that much meat. Yeah, we need to go get more meat.
We have to get more.
The best meat. Like, we gotta get like good meat, though.
You gotta get the good meat.
Gotta like actually try
this. Well, they sent me a list of their favorites. The list of their favorites is
includes things. It's a pretty long list, but includes things like flying snake, giant goat, bear, and mountain lion.
Gotta
write that
bear's
down.
Bear's my favorite animal, so I swear to God, if a bear gets harmed in this trip, I'll be really sad.
Flying snake, bear. What else?
Giant
don't
goat.
Even write down bear. Don't
giant
even write
goat
it down.
And mountain lion.
I like giant goat.
I'm all right, guys. I'm gonna. Wow, I'm really overwhelmed. I was not expecting this. God, fuck
the
you.
The page
always
is still standing at the like the
page
front entrance, just kind of like
oh,
arms
oh,
off.
Did Paige? Did the page hear about the rats? Do we have to?
No. He we're in the back.
No,
he's
the heard
front
nothing.
Yeah.
Shouts from the other room.
Well, that means he heard it.
No, he did.
You
did
take care of him
to kill him.
Yeah. Can
you
go you out?
Need to talk, I can
actually
talk to him.
No.
What?
I got this. Let's
dude, no. Cause don't beat the shit out of him.
She's not
gonna
beat the
shit. You did. You went. You put your fist in your hands and
want me to talk
Zil
to him.
Zil.
Intimidation.
I can just talk to him.
Hey, guys, listen to the world's best boss. Listen to the world's best boss. Okay.
Okay.
Bring it back together. All right, Kai, you go. You just say, hey, look, we have this funny running joke about rats, and we so we don't have rats. All right, thank you. Go take care of that.
Should we give him back the note that says yes?
Yeah, here, let me write my acceptance. I'll check that box. Okay, and tell him we are setting out.
All right.
First thing in the morning. Here you go.
Do you come back out to see
yes
this kid? All right.
Hey, here's our acceptance.
Okay.
just about the rat thing. It's like a,
no.
Like
really, don't worry about it.
Like it's an inside joke between us. Rat.
Is code
just means
word
our giggles, kind of that
uh-huh
roam around the shop. It's an energy thing.
Okay.
Some people mistake.
We're clean. We've been. We've gotten our inspection past the last 4 years.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Hey, it's so nice to meet you. I'm Grant. I thought I might come out and shake your hand.
Hail.
Yeah, no, Zil back there is our little, it's our little rat. She's our little rat. She runs around the shop and she's constantly
yeah
making little squeaks because she's so excited and she's performing. Anyway,
right,
so
this sounds like a form of bullying.
It's fine.
Well,
well
don't
it
be a baby.
Well, that's not
it
a health code violation. So you get that.
Please help
check
me.
Yes.
This is a yes. This is a yes. I'm
yes
taking it back to
yes
Ivan with a yes.
Yes.
Thank
yes
you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Come again?
Let me shake your hand one time.
For some more.
Right, I'm just going
to. Ow!
Oh,
strong arms.
All
right.
That was a very
do
good
you
team
really
handshake
need help? Do you need help?
No.
Not at the moment.
All right.
We'll be in touch.
Excuse me?
Hail.
Your name is Hail?
Literally H-A-L-E. I get it all the time, don't worry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool, man. All
right. Right.
Bye, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye. Have a good day.
And he walks out. So it's about Friday, 4 p.m.-ish. Shops close in an hour. So if you need to get supplies for your trip, maybe get supplies for your trip.
Okay.
But also, like, you have a Friday night before you head out. You're in the village. What do you do?
I go out and try to perform.
All right, you go out and try to perform. Are you just going to perform in the town square, or are you going to go into the bar?
I'm bar.
All right, so you're going to go over to the Green Egg.
I'm going to get some ham.
The biggest tavern, the only tavern in Troutbeck. It's busy. It's a Friday night.
Who runs it?
Oh, you know.
Yeah,
you,
I know. I
you
know
know. You know that CC Bellyacht runs.
I go, what's up, CC?
Yep, you know. Yeah, CC. So!
Open mic tonight?
No!
What if. Yeah!
Still, every Friday night. You know that Friday nights are like the music night because there are a lot of people here and most people are talking and, hard pass.
Well, I could perform to the music. I could perform with, like, music. That could happen.
She squints at you a little. Go ahead and roll a persuasion check. First, roll.
Ooh.
Fuck. 7. I go, CC, come on.
Loud magic.
No. Quiet. Just, like, tiny, like,
illusions.
It'd be silent magic.
I'm not going to pay you.
Yeah, no, I just gotta
get. You would just do it in the corner and you wouldn't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's You're so sad.
On the stage, or?
You can stand next to the stage. I mean, we've got a pretty big band tonight. It's like four people. It's not that big. But she says, we got a pretty big band tonight. So.
Yeah. Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
So
no,
I'll stand near the stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. She like goes back to
bye,
us.
Bye, Cece. Nice talking to you. See you later after my set's over.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Have a good chat? No? Okay. See you later.
Oh.
I go and I start performing.
All right, can I get you to go ahead and roll two performance checks?
So I have a 16 and a 12.
Alright. Can you tell me what kind of magic you're trying to do?
I'm just doing, like, tiny illusions, like, she said quiet magic, so,
she
like, I'm not gonna be like, it's a just, like, I'm doing some minor illusion stuff, like, pulling some stuff out of my hat, you know.
Alright, I need to know, did you put out, like, a little tip hat?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Alright, you get, like, 5 gold pieces.
Yes.
There was a little kid who was like watching you and
I pulled a quarter out from
I pulled a
silver piece out from his ear.
Yeah, you're pretty sure that the little kid like stole money out of his mom's purse and put it in your hat, but you ain't gonna ask.
I wink at him when he puts it in. I go, thanks, pal.
5 gold's a lot.
Thanks, little bro.
There's a kid in a bar. Damn.
Yeah, you have no idea. So, what else are you? What are you guys doing?
Well, since I can't perform tomorrow night, I'm doing my show tonight.
Okay.
I
don't know what to do.
Tell me where you perform.
Greg's Pub.
You perform at a pub, not a...
A theater?
Not a theater. Yep, canon. Alright, you perform at Greg's Pub.
Well, I mean, I perform at a theater, like, once a month as a big show, but, like, everyone comes to the pub to see me, so...
Okay, they come to the pub to see you. Alright, because the Green Egg... is the big, like, tavern of...
Oh, Green Egg? Okay.
Yeah, where Zilla's currently doing her thing. But I think that you could get, like, that underground, like, wine-drunk, like,
that's
hipster
what it
scene.
Is. Yeah, that's... It's kind of like, yeah.
So the name of that place is The Kindly Pearl.
Oh,
so...
So cute.
But I'm very well known. Like, people come to my shows. It's a thing that people come, like, to see.
So, yeah, you have a decent turnout. You're having a good night. Actually, roll a performance check for me.
Oh, fuck.
Oh no.
Six.
So the audience turnout isn't as good as you were expecting it to be. And that kind of like throws you off for a second because you're like, wait, I'm pretty sure people in this town like they like me.
It switched to a
friend. And you get kind of like a little bit weirded out, and so your dance moves get a kind of clunky. And even when they start to get kind of clunky, you look like a rock, so it looks super clunky. And everyone is just kind of like politely into it, but they're not super into it. You see one guy sneak out the back.
Clunky blurt burlesque.
Not all performances are going to be the best.
It's okay. True, you gotta fail to succeed.
Alright, what are you two non-performers doing?
God, I don't know.
I gotta get a drink.
I was thinking of possibly going to a tavern as well.
You guys want to go to the Green Egg?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, I'm going to a show? Bitches.
I have a lot to
think
about.
Art imitates reality, am I right?
You guys, I want to talk to you about something serious, or I gotta get something serious.
Who are you talking to?
Myself, where I'm getting a drink.
Yeah, I thought you and Phoebe were
going to We're going
drink.
Together.
Phoebe, I gotta talk to you about something serious.
What
up? With the Green Egg?
Feel it, yeah.
Alright, you just in a booth?
What?
In a
booth?
Can we get a booth seat?
Yeah, we can get a booth seat.
Can we have garlic breadsticks?
We actually could. I'm starving. Gosh.
Yes.
Alright. You guys get drinks too?
Yes.
I get a big old pitcher.
We love drinks.
And a side of gobbleritas.
Alright, you get a pitcher of drinks, a pitcher of beer,
and a side of gobbleritas.
It's my favorite. It goes with everything.
You get a pitcher of beer, a pitcher of pitcher of gobbleritas.
Very good.
A pitcher of beer and a side of garlic bread.
Very good.
Alright, so you guys were having a talk? What
yeah,
like?
I gotta be honest with you, Phoebe.
Whatever.
I really, I'm nervous about this feast. It's been Butcher Owens' feast for since I can, you know,
Butcher
remember.
Butcher Owens a bitch.
He's monopolized the butchers, the meats, which, you know, it's not a lot. We're a small town, but anyways, I'm having a little clash of the mind right now.
Cool.
I recently had a dream where I killed an animal and I did not like it, and I'm not used to that, and I might be drunk right now and just admitting my weaknesses, but I don't know if I could do it. I'm so excited about this feast. I gotta keep it in the family name. I gotta honor my family, but I don't know if I wanna kill. I think I might be vegetarian.
Well, that's a lot. Well, frankly, I mean,
don't tell anyone either, please.
Sure, no, I won't. I mean, you know, where I'm from, we never eat meat because we're gnomes, right? They don't.
Right.
Sure.
You know,
your gnomes were vegetarians.
We
canon.
Ate mushrooms, and so I always feel a little weird hunting. I mean, normally I don't really partake in the hunting part so much as just kind of tagging along and guiding you guys. But right. I mean, you know, you gotta follow your heart, and you gotta drink more gobbleritas,
yeah.
And you gotta. Do what's best.
This is just me. Do we have nobody who's going to fight besides Sid?
Oh, I'll fight. I will fight, don't worry.
Exactly.
I don't like it, but I'll do it.
I'm gonna
it.
Try not to, as long as I can.
I fight. I'm a huge
I don't like
process.
It, but I'll do
it's
it.
It's just animals?
It's just animals. I might be vegetarian.
I don't like fighting animals. I like fighting, like, all other things.
Oh.
I love tussling.
Oh, yeah, no. Respect. I'm very respectful
I love fighting.
Towards the animals.
Okay.
It'll be respectful.
So Phoebe, I think my initial instinct with animals might be just, you know, it might be, at first I attack them like I usually do. I'm gonna slit their throat, get their meat, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But I can't,
just
for
eating,
some reason
so.
That dream really got to me. It was this doe, you know, a baby deer. It was
second favorite animal.
I know.
Okay.
So there was a doe in the distance of this dewy, dewy field, and I go up to it, and it looks at me in the eye, and in English goes, hello, I have feelings. And I'm like, I woke up in a cold sweat. I never thought about that. I added a human personality to an animal, and I can't kill a human.
Really?
Whoa.
So if animals are as good as humans, I'm a vegetarian. Feels weird saying.
I mean, you have to admit at some point.
I own a butcher shop. I'm not vegetarian. Forget I said anything. Forget it. Don't tell anyone.
You know, whenever
I'm so drunk.
Bad dreams, I just don't sleep for days, and it works out great.
Do I see them at the bar?
Yes.
Hey, guys!
Shut up. Don't tell.
Do you guys come to see my show?
That's why we came here. We usually come here.
Nice.
And
you're liking it?
Yeah.
And you're doing great.
Yeah.
I like the part with the... Yeah.
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 It was really, really strong.
You have a good turnout? Are you okay?
You alright?
Yeah, the people in the bar, yeah.
That's good.
Good.
Were you guys actually watching or...
No, yeah, we were. Why are you laughing? Stop laughing, it's so awkward.
Wait.
We know we're your number one fan.
I like when you pull the coin out from behind the boy's ear.
Yeah, I
see.
Like
I saw.
That made his day.
I saw
that too.
You can't roll insight on Nam. Like,
are you lying?
No.
She saw it.
She likes her.
I don't know. Were you guys actually paying attention? Be real.
They were
in
conversation.
I'm gonna be real. If we're being so honest tonight.
You don't have to be
feelings.
Honest to Zill. You have to be honest to the DM. Were you paying attention?
DM,
a little bit, but not all the way. All
right, roll. D20, roll an insight.
This one?
Insight.
Do I roll as well?
Let me look at your
Wouldn't
sheets.
They be deception if they're lying?
I'm just going to have her roll an insight to see
okay.
if she actually did notice anything about the magic act.
Do I roll as well?
No, you told me flat out you were not paying attention.
18!
All right.
That's
nice.
A plus. That's plus stuff. Because she likes her magic, so it will make sense that she'd watch it.
All right, so she goes... That part where you pulled that coin out of that kid's ear was pretty cool.
Dude, I know, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I can't do, like, my normal, like, louds. Like, I can't do my normal magic. I just kind of got to do quiet stuff tonight, because it's music night. But, I'm doing what I can.
I mean, all of your stuff comparatively is quiet stuff. You hear this voice from
I know who that voice is. Don't tell me. James Austin Jonathan.
Oh, your name in my mouth is such a... atrocious thing.
What?
Trust me, saying it is worse.
Oh my god. So oh my then god. You see James Jonathan with this like long blonde hair and just like a jacket close to yours but green. And
rude.
No sweatbands, combat-y type boots. Real, you are questioning as like, you know, that eyeliner, you're like, are you wearing eyeliner?
He most definitely is.
Yeah.
I know him.
This guy seems like a douche.
I don't like him. Can I start a bar fight with this guy?
James Z walks up and he's blowing on his fingernails. He's like, oh, I see that you played in front of the band tonight. Did you notice? Were you here before when I opened for them?
What?
Yeah,
no,
it was shitty.
I didn't because I don't like watching garbage.
Oh, shit.
Can Phoebe go, ooh, every time she zings her?
Can Brianna as well?
Zings him.
And then James Jonathan just like
James
looks John. At you guys.
Hi, I'm...
Do you want to fight?
I'm Zill's boss. Nice to meet you. Meet some more.
I am my own boss.
Okay.
Zill, I just wanted to come and say hello. I hope you're having a grand night. I hope you made
some
change.
Oh, I was,
change.
And then he showed up.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, I would hate to ruin your little powwow that you have here with your friends. So I'll just go. I'm heading...
I have friends.
I don't know if you can count these village things people. I'm heading back into the city tonight.
What?
So I figured I'd just say goodbye. It was good seeing you on my way here and from...
At least it was good for one of us.
All right. Well,
Brianna smashes a gobblerita on the ground.
Okay.
Jerry, he's telling like this is my friend.
To fight with
Brianna
them.
Is drunk.
It's
good to know that you're friends with a bunch of drunks. Anyways,
Basil,
and then James kicks a smoke bomb, throws it on the ground, and you are encompassed in smoke for like 5.
Prestidigitation, make it go away.
Good. Prestidigitation.
And then he's picking his nose.
No, he's leaving.
He's covering
he's
a weak spot.
You don't get to tell me what James does.
But please.
No.
Kidding.
And so James is exiting as you disappear his cloud smoke, and he like kind of turns, and it'll give you a little glare, and then leaves again.
Giving him the finger.
Cool. You had a question.
Yeah, can I, after my rough show, come and join them?
Yeah, you join them at the bar.
Okay.
You see that Brianna's a little white girl wasted.
Can I have that gobblerita, please?
Please.
Oh, God. It's
have a garlic stick.
There's broken glass on the floor. Cece came over and was like, are you serious?
Yes.
Cece, I'm sorry. Right,
well, I'm
she
just... Pay for the glass, at least, guys.
No,
of course.
It's on our tab.
I'll put it on your tab.
I'll take care of it.
Okay.
All right. I will take care of it.
Kind of embarrassed.
Don't. It's okay. Just take
it's okay.
it.
Can
yeah.
I just have another?
Yeah.
How did your show go?
I don't want to talk about it. It was really bad. My show was great.
Good. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, that's really good.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, 5 gold.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Really? You
yeah,
made
5 gold?
I made 5 gold.
Wow, so you, like, stole the show pretty much, right?
Yeah,
essentially.
Well, my show went to shit.
Why?
I don't know, just a weird audience, weird vibes. I was off my game tonight.
I'm sorry. Do you
it's
want
fine.
Me to pull a rabbit out of my hat?
Can you please?
Okay!
I want to see it!
I take my collapsible top hat out, and I go, are you guys ready for this?
Ready?
Yeah!
And I go... The kid's watching.
Yeah.
You notice him out of the corner of your eye.
I point to him.
His face lights up.
And I do like a little hand motion. And I pull a rabbit out of my
head. Oh!
I'm so into this. This is amazing.
Thanks, Zill. That made me feel bad.
Can I give you 1 gold piece for that?
Yeah.
A gold?
Yeah, I put on my top hat.
97.
Baby, that's so nice.
You give the gold.
I love magic.
Besides drinking and talking, do you do anything else this evening?
I go to sleep pretty fast.
Yeah, you guys go back.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Brianna lives... obviously, it's a little offset to her meat shop.
Yeah.
Right, in a home. Where the fuck do you three live? You can tell me. I'm not going to charge you rent right now.
Right now
is the thing. I would assume that, like, you have a place to live.
Like, yeah, I built a monetarily.
Okay, well, you tell me you built a house.
No, I thought
you were gonna say I built a tree. I just dug a hole out of it. I live in the home.
No, I live in a tree house in the woods.
Yes,
because the city town kind of.
Does Phoebe live with you? Because that sounds like Phoebe's.
I would love to live in a tree.
Oh yeah,
that'd be dope.
Roommates,
yes. You live in the city somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know where.
Yeah, you rent out a room, probably.
We live in a hollow tree.
Cheap.
That's cute.
Yeah, cheap place.
Cheap, shitty place.
Okay, cheap, shit place. Gotcha.
Yeah. I want to save money.
Save money to make it big.
Yeah.
Can I ride on your shoulder?
I'm starting
to go places?
Slow.
Absolutely.
I know I'm a good magician.
Yes.
I know I'm good at what I do. I'll make it one day. I just gotta keep trying.
One day.
There you go.
Just gotta keep trying.
That's
all
right. That's
Saturday morning. It's Saturday morning.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
I am making eggs.
You guys need to make an early trip.
I have the hash
brown. Do you
gourd spice lattes.
You all have gourd spice lattes. You go and you meet at the
Meats and More.
Green Egg.
Oh, sorry.
And because, well, Meats and More do they offer gourd spice lattes?
No.
All right. Well, you go to the Green Egg, where they do offer gourd spice lattes.
Nice.
And you are eating breakfast while being mildly hungover. And you guys, make good time, need to leave within the next few hours. So, what kind of preparation are you doing? If any.
Well, I got my list of stuff we need to take, we need to get to make inventory. Everyone has brought their sleeping bags, I assume. Everyone has brought their water canteen, and their lanterns.
Yeah, I sharpened all my tools.
Great, perfect.
I put on my leather armor.
Okay.
I got my explorer's pack.
Mm-hmm.
I got my spell book, just in case, and I'm just chillaxing and blowing on my bubble pipe. So I got a pipe that blows bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
You do have a pipe that blows bubbles.
So I'm doing that.
I'm sorry.
Just picked Cooper up from the overnight groomers.
I'm sorry. Who's
Cooper?
Cooper's my ferret.
Yes, I remember Cooper.
Who's pink right now?
Pink right now, yes. His skill is that he changes color. He can also camouflage into whatever color ground they're in.
No, he can choose one color. And it can't be the color of the ground. But he doesn't
have
a
fucking
chameleon.
It's a ferret, not a...
he can also be tied.
Wow.
I just picked him up from the groomers. Sorry, I forgot to mention him before.
Right now, I walked in and I have my armor on.
Mm-hmm.
And in my bag, I have my great club, my spear, and my long bow. I brought all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a shield as well. We need to be fully, fully prepared, as I briefed you guys before. We need to be fully, fully prepared to do hunting. So I have over-exaggerated when packing and, I guess, over-prepared when packing and packed pretty much everything. All my weapons, all the goods, everything that I have to offer to this trip, nobody knows about besides friggin' Phoebe, who I told last night drunkenly about my dream and my anxieties right now. About the trip.
You look like you're full speed ahead.
But I look like everyday Griana. I look like the child that my parents raised.
Mm-hmm.
My half-dead parents raised a warrior, a hunter, and a fighter. Not a vegetarian.
But your class is a ranger.
Hunter
Great
and Rangers.
Hunter Ranger, yeah. I just really liked that you were listing classes that were yours for a while.
But it wasn't, they weren't the classes, it was more of like adjectives
for
my personality. It's like, as a ranger, I am going to go in and hunt.
Yes.
Yes.
Got twin desert eagles that I'm taking with me.
You wanted to say something.
Oh, I just want to make sure it's known. I have my arcane focus on, which
mm-hmm.
is my wristbands, and I have my signature sweatband.
Yes.
And I still do have my jacket.
You still have your jacket. What are you guys carrying all this meat on?
I don't know.
Oh, I have a huge sack.
Well, I imagine there's a barrel or like a wheelbarrow or something that was used at the Meats and More for normal hunting.
Yeah, we're bringing like
family's wagon.
Yeah, we're bringing my family's wagon, of course.
And the attached horse, whose name is?
What's your family's horse's name?
Oh, Grendel. Yeah, Grendel.
Grendel.
Yeah.
Love Grendel.
Grendel with a U. Grendel.
And you definitely said Grendel, so it's Grendel the horse.
Grendel is Grianna's horse. Grendel and Grianna.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to name your
town
horse
favorite.
For you.
Oh, thank you so much. No, you didn't name it, so everyone knows. That was already a name. I guess you could think of Grianna as kind of like a Boy Scout leader. If you're going to imagine anything right now, it's a Boy Scout leader who has overpacked.
Yeah, I got ready neurotically early and showed up at the Green Egg like an hour before everyone because I'm weird about that.
Yeah,
I'd like to be on time.
You're on your third.
Yes,
I don't
sleep well.
Latte.
Yes, Phoebe doesn't sleep well, so I showed up really early.
She also sleepwalks.
Phoebe doesn't.
I have night terrors and I scream at night as well.
I showed up early. Nice. It's very soon. You know, call times.
Yes. Yeah, you're funny. So I'm already there, all packed up, drinking my Gorn latte. Gourd spice latte.
I showed up normal 10 minutes early.
Are you guys freaked out by my creepy eyeball orb, by the way?
No.
What?
I have an orb that has an eyeball on it that actually
blinks.
We've
been working together for a while, so I assume we're used to it.
Yeah, that's nice. That's so cool. Just wondering.
Alright, so you guys, you ready to start heading out?
Ready.
You get Brindle all hooked up. You got all your stuff in the back. Who's driving?
Not me.
Grianna.
I can't.
Grianna's driving.
I mean, Grianna knows.
Grianna's carriage.
Shotgun.
Wagon.
I've been driven by parents before.
Do you have proficiency in driving?
I don't think anybody has proficiency in driving.
Yeah, no one here has proficiency in driving, but I'm driving.
Is that on a 5e skill?
No, driving's not.
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of World of Darkness.
Fuck.
Okay, so you hook up all y'all in the back. Who's next? You shotgun?
I'm shotgun.
All right, which means you two are in the back.
What up?
Practicing magic.
You guys finish loading everything up. And you see,
prestidigitation to change your hair color.
Everyone go ahead and make a perception check if you're not dancing.
Dancing.
We have fun with magic.
Yeah.
Which one's that? What's, is it this one?
I got 4.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Thank you.
13.
14.
All right.
20.
Oh shit, she exploded.
2.
Two? Your first roll of the night.
Wait,
right,
for
so
perception, do I add?
What did I do?
I'll add 4.
All right, so the head of the wagon is actually facing the wrong way for this, which is kind of odd, but you notice on the road that you guys are planning to start heading down soon, you don't see this as well, but you see this clear as day. That little boy that was there last night is walking down that road by himself.
What is that?
And he's got one of those little knapsacks with the little tied thing.
There's
on the
a
back.
Child ahead
of him. What is that?
It's a little boy. It's a little boy with like a knapsack.
Stop! Guys, stop the carriage, please.
Oh, okay.
You guys haven't started the carriage. You guys haven't like hit the road yet.
I get out. I go over.
Everyone get out. Everyone get out.
Right. I follow.
You all get out of the carriage. Okay. So you pull up and you get out.
Yeah, and I get out. I go, hey.
What up?
It's probably
just terrible. You're the magician. Hey.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name? Wait.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm on a quest.
For what?
Oh no.
What? Oh, I'm gonna go get something. I'm heading down. To the Veritrivium Woods.
Why?
What?
Where are your parents?
Oh, she's sleeping still. It's early.
Why do you have to go by yourself?
Oh, I'm gonna go. You see, I guess it's kind of like a coy look on his face. He's like, I go get a flower.
What kind of flower?
What?
Because we're going to those woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about you go home, I'll get the flower. We're going to the woods anyways. We'll get the flower for you. We'll bring it back.
It's a special flower.
What's special about it?
It's real special.
How special
is it? He sets down his knapsack and he unfolds the napkin so the back is open and there's like one bread roll.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
It's just like one thing of water. This kid does not have a really realistic plan going in here. And like a few of his toys and then among it is like this picture of a really beautiful purple flower.
Do I know anything about it?
I feel like I should, right?
If you wanna see if you know about
intelligence,
I wanna
go ahead and roll a nature check.
Is this
okay?
Thing?
Ooh, 18 plus 3, so 20. What? So what are we doing on?
Our roll.
Oh, she crit failed. You crit failed?
Yeah.
It went to 1.
We had 11.
Even though I'm a gnome from the woods, I don't know anything about.
Nature plus 2, that's a 14, Sid.
Oh.
What? 14.
I got 11.
So 20 said it died. It doesn't go to 21.
You said, why is that 21?
Yeah, because you said that you rolled 21.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it. Okay, 14.
You rolled 14, 12.
I'm also an earth gem.
14, 12, 1, 21, 21.
I'm from the woods. What's
you're the only one who knows. You kind of switch your eyes and you're like, isn't that... What's the Alorea flower?
That's the Alorea flower.
It goes, oh yeah, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Alorea. Alorea. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I ask, what do I know about this flower?
So you know that it's not like a super rare flower.
Yeah.
You can only find it in the forest, typically in groves. So you don't find them in the forest a lot, but when you hit groves, that's the space where there are no trees. the fields are littered with them, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful sight. And it's about to, actually, you know this, to go away for the winter. And he holds up Foey. Give you kind of like a considering look. Go ahead and roll a persuasion check. With advantage.
Yes. Yes. 16. No, 17. 17.
Okay, well. Alright. Here's Zeal, right?
Yeah.
Zeal the Great.
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Arthur.
Oh.
It's nice to meet you, Arthur. It was nice to meet you last night.
Yeah, it was super cool. I know that you're super magic and cool, so I can trust you with this.
Yeah.
And you can do this, like, kind of embarrassed.
Do you want to, is it a secret? You can whisper it in my ear.
He leans in and he goes,
there's a girl I really like, and her name is Rebecca, and she said that this was her favorite flower, so I was gonna go get it.
Hey, I'm gonna help you out.
You really?
Yeah.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay. And he hands you the photo.
Uh-huh.
And
Thank you. Ties
back up his knapsack and hands it to you too. Aww. Toys included. He goes, you'll need that to be safe and good. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you for giving me the supplies.
Okay, so I live at home. It's like one block down from the Green Egg.
Okay.
And I live on top of the bookshop.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll come back.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Okay.
Okay, bye, thank you.
Bye. And he runs.
That was so cute.
Oh my god, Zill, that was awesome.
I'm glad we can help someone out and do some good on this trip.
So Alorea is spelled
A-L-O-R-E-A. A-L-O-R-E-A?
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, what if we find a grove? And what if we could look for animals near the grove?
I do know the land pretty well, and there are groves. We got it. I mean, that's a very common flower around those parts, I feel like, if I remember correctly.
I'm writing Arthur's supplies.
What?
We'll probably see bears in the grove. Like, they like to hang out in open space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should. This should be an easy errand.
I really like bears.
Well, they're on our list,
stop
so.
By, okay.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. On the road again.
Can't wait.
Don't sing more, cause copyright.
Yep. All right. So you guys, with the picture of the flower, then kids, cute little toys.
That's so cute.
And Andalay Grindel.
And you guys head out on the road.
Well, hello there. It is good to have you. This is Katie May, your host and DM for what you just heard was the lovely prologue episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. We are on a bit of a learning curve with both audio recording and editing and learning Dungeons and Dragons, but thanks for being patient with us. I actually had a huge cold for the first recording session, so if you heard any jump cuts, I was cutting out my rabid coughing fits, which is usually spurred on by my friends making dumb jokes. Also, I can't prove this, but I'm pretty sure I took NyQuil instead of DayQuil right before we started recording, so if I sounded like a weird sloth, I do deeply apologize. But I guess the most important part is that we're having fun, and I'm sure the audio quality and the Dungeons & Dragons rules will follow us wherever we go. So I've got some really fun things planned, and I hope you'll stick around. If you liked what we threw down, please go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to it from. It would mean the world to us, and it would help us get the name out there. You can also find us at Twitter, @DungeonsDice, and from there you can click through and find all the players' social media accounts, which they keep in the tidiest of conditions. Our main theme was done by Cameron Bopp. He is the best. You can go out and you can find him on Twitter, @CamBopp, CamBopp. I'm sure his Twitter is equally tidy. And finally, some good news. This podcast is going to be released weekly, so I will see you guys a week from now, where our adventure will continue.